As President Obama and Republican rival Mitt Romney continue to accuse each other of lying and distorting facts, we're learning more about one of the key things they're fighting about. Did Mitt Romney leave Bain Capital in 1999? Bain is the investment company he created and from which he made his millions. The Boston Globe reports there's new evidence today linking Romney to Bain after 1999, the year his campaign claims he retired from the company, which lets him off the hook politically for job losses that occurred at Bain-controlled companies after he left. Joining us is Colm Borsches, a political correspondent for the Boston Globe. And Colm, the evidence you report on today centers on testimony Romney gave to the Massachusetts State Ballot Law Commission in 2002. And that's when he was running for governor and the Democrats were challenging his residency in Massachusetts because he'd been in Utah running the Olympics. So what did he tell the commission about his role at Bain?
Well, one of the things that he mentioned as evidence that supported his right to run in Massachusetts was that he returned to Massachusetts on occasion while he was running the Olympics for business trips and board meetings. And we don't know how many board meetings that were, how many business trips there were. But why it's important, though, is that it casts doubt on his assertion that he had nothing to do with any Bain Capital operations during that period.
And remind us, yesterday you reported on Securities and Exchange Commission filings Romney made about Bain. What were they?
That's right. Those documents showed that Mitt Romney remained the sole stockholder, which means he was the 100% owner of Bain Capital. He was still the chairman of the board. He was the president. He was the CEO up until 2002. We also looked at some financial disclosure forms he filed in Massachusetts when he was running for governor and then in his first year as governor. Those show that he continued to draw a paycheck from Bain Capital as an executive. And I remember that's separate from the money he was getting as capital gains on investments. So he was still being paid as an executive. He still had the titles of the executive for 3 years after he claims to have left.
So I'm hearing three stories emerging here about this time in 1999, the Romney campaign saying he retired in 1999, Romney telling the State Ballot Commission he was on leave, and the SEC documents saying he was chair of the board and CEO. Isn't it possible that if Romney did in fact take an unofficial leave of absence from Bain, his SEC filings wouldn't have to reflect any change with the company?
That's right, and that is one of the key contentions of both the campaign and Bain Capital. And what they've pointed out, and this is a fair point, the problem, though, with that argument, Monica, is that we found in the SEC filings references to five general partnerships that were under Mitt Romney's control, and those five weren't incorporated in Delaware until January of 2002. So the whole legacy signatory issues argument that we've been hearing from both the campaign and from Bain Capital doesn't really hold up in those cases.
Well, what about other reports from Fortune magazine and The Washington Post's fact checker that show there are other Bain filings in which Romney is not listed as one of the, quote, key investment professionals, that there doesn't seem to be a lot of documentation to show he was really in the active management role at Bain after he left in 1999?
Sure, and those documents are important to evaluate as well. What they show, and I think this is an important clarification, is that Mitt Romney was definitely not running the day-to-day operations of Bain Capital while he was at the Olympics. I mean, we know he had his hands full. It's pretty well documented. So no one's really saying that he was, part of every single Bain operation, and there are going to be plenty of documents that show that he wasn't involved in this transaction or that transaction. But remember, the campaign and Bain Capital are not simply saying that he wasn't involved in everything or that he wasn't managing the day-to-day operations. What they have said is that he had no influence on any Bain Capital entity in any way after February 11th, 1999. And that's a much higher standard that they've set. So the question isn't, was he part of everything or was he running the day-to-day operations? That's sort of immaterial at this point. The question is, was he part of anything? And that seems like that is really in question.
And how has the Romney campaign responded?
Well, they weren't thrilled, Monica, as you might imagine. They actually they called our story inaccurate, and they asked for a correction, although I must say they didn't actually question any of the factual material in our story. What they were troubled by was they felt that the story could leave the false impression that Mitt Romney was running the day-to-day operations at Bain Capital. We did not run a correction. We feel that we presented their position fairly, which was that he was not running the day-to-day operations. And I'll say it again, we are not contending that he was running the day-to-day operations at Bain Capital. But what we did want to do was point out that there are inconsistencies. He's made inconsistent statements over the years about what his role was at Bain Capital after February 1999. And again, the question is not whether he was on the day-to-day. The question is, was he involved at all?
Colm Borchers is political correspondent for the Boston Globe. Thank you, Colm.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Monica.